response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Four minutes past 8 o'clock here in our nation's capital as we get you geared up for one of the most highly anticipated Summer League debuts in recent memory. The number one overall pick for the Wizards, A.J. Dabadsa, going to be in action tonight against number two overall pick, Darren Peterson, in the Utah Jazz. In about 36 minutes, 8:40, we'll give you a full-scale preview of Wizards and Jazz. Right now, though, what are your calls at 1-800-636-1067? I've been to one Redskins game in my life. And after going to that game, I realized, you know what? I prefer viewing NFL football at home. Am I in the minority on this? 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Joe in Rockville, calling from Montgomery County. Joe, what's up, pal?
Hey, what's going on? You're not in a minority. I don't know for the age thing, but as I've gotten older, there's no better place to watch football but on my sofa and on my refrigerator.
I feel you, man.
And with technology now, you know, the phone rings, I can pause the TV.
Yeah.
I don't even miss the TV.
It's the simple thing.
I have season tickets to the Wizards,
uh-huh.
And it's a nice thing because what I can get to the Wizards game in 30, 45 minutes.
Right.
They have indoor parking underneath the stadium.
Yep.
I come out. It's not a madhouse getting home. I can get home. The game starts at 7. I can get home by 9:45, 10 o'clock. Watch the 10 o'clock news. When you go to a football game, you're a tailgate for 90 minutes before the game starts.
Well, I'll tell you this, Joe. The way that the Wizards are building this thing up, it ain't going to be so easy to leave the Mo Gala from here on out.
Yeah, that's true. But going back to your topic about what sport, I definitely say football is a sport I like to watch at home because I can get the referees, I can find out what's going on in real time.
That's the thing that I realized, Joe. It's how much you miss without having the help of the broadcasters. You miss a lot.
Exactly. You're on point with that, and I feel you, and I'm with you. I like your ideology with that. We can split a beer together one day, buddy.
Yes, sir. So, anyhow, Joe, man, I appreciate you as always, man.
Hear from you soon, buddy. In your home.
Yes, sir. In my home. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. I'm curious if anybody else shares those thoughts, man. I went to one Redskin game. Now, the Wizards is different. Now, lucky for you, boy. Normally, when I'm watching the Wizards, I'm there covering them as a media member. And I think with basketball, because of the great PA announcer, I got Mark Fratto. Shout out to Fratto. He'll always keep you in the loop of what's going on. Shooting foul number 2 from the visiting team. That's my best Mark Fratto impersonation. I may clip that off and send it to him. 1-800-636-1067. I expect folks to be geeked up and excited about RFK 2.0. I'm geeked up. I'm excited about RFK 2.0. I don't know how many times I'll go. And I'm curious to know, is there anything that Mark Klaus and company are doing for people that are in my sector of the woods, that are in Joe's sector of the woods, right? I love football. Love the Commander's eye for the, here's the way I'll put it. You would have to pay me. You would have to pay me at this point to go to watch a NFL game in person. Are you the same way? What is your preferred viewing experience when it comes to the National Football League? This in light of Commanders President Mark Klaus saying, yeah, we're going to have some pretty damn cool perks in this stadium, including the fact that if you're in that stadium, it is going to be, by decibel level, the loudest stadium in the NFL. And no matter where you're sitting, you will be closer to the action than any other stadium in the National Football League. Does that make you even more geeked up to go watch a game at RFK 2.0? Or are you like me, where there's really nothing that they could do. You just prefer watching NFL football from the couch. Am I in the minority on this? 1-800-636-1067. Captain. I got Captain Todd wants to chime in. Captain Todd, what's going on, pal?
Hey, Linnell, what's going on, buddy?
What's up, dude? What's up, man?
So happy to hear you, man. Yeah, buddy, I'm with you. I am 100% with you. The experience at the bar and at home is so much better.
Even the bar, Captain, even at the bar, dude. Now you know we did a bunch of remote broadcasts during the season where we go out and chill out with our friends at Honor Brewing. They were just absolutely awesome. The environment's great there, but I'm noticing I'm like a sicko fan, Captain Todd. I don't want someone tapping me on the shoulder. Did you see that? Did you see that? I like to lock in and watch the action, baby.
Yeah, I also like getting home pretty quickly.
Yes,
you know,
yes,
sitting in traffic for 2 hours, trying to get out of the stadium, trying to get out of the parking lots. And RFK Jr., or RFK 2.0, whatever they're calling it.
I actually love, hold on, Captain. That's the first time I've heard of that one. I like RFK J.
We were calling it that in the chat for a little while.
Really?
Man.
I like that.
But, like, getting out of there, like, they're talking about parking garages. Like, if you're on the 10th floor of the parking garage,
yo, I mean, it's gonna be
you're trying to get home
show.
After a game.
It's going to be an S show.
Oh, it's gonna be just a nightmare. And I'm just sitting on my couch, or I'm at the bar, and I can Uber home in 10 minutes. I'm more on that than I am otherwise.
Was there a point in your fandom, and I'll ask everybody this that's holding on the line, was there a point in your fandom when you realized what you preferred more?
So I went – the last time I went to a Skins game at Nubs Field, FedEx, Northwest, whatever we're calling it,
yeah,
was 2007.
Wow.
And I had a really good time, but the president was there, and security was tight, and getting in and out was such a nightmare, and it took hours.
Jeez.
And we got home so late. I mean, we got home almost 3 hours after we left.
Jeez Louise, buddy. Wow.
You know, just getting out of there. So I was like,
it's getting out of there. That's your normal commute. Yeah, I feel you. That's a hassle.
Yeah, right. So, and I'm like, you know what? If I was at a bar or if I was just on my couch at home, I'm either already home or I'm home in, 15 minutes on an Uber.
Yeah.
And I'm spending $400 less. You think RFK is not going to be expensive?
Well, Mark Klaus, and I appreciate the call, Captain Todd. I'm going to get to some other fellas.
Thanks,
I appreciate you calling in, though, man. Mark Klaus made it a point of emphasis to talk about affordable price points and a bunch of different price points, I would say, when it comes to RFK Jr., as Captain Todd is calling it. 1-800-636-1067. I see you on the lines. I'm not a big fan of what – I've been to one Redskins game. I like going to Wizards games. It's different. Basketball in person, I think, is a little bit different. To me, the viewing experience for an NFL game is so much better at home. Am I in the minority on this, or do you feel similarly? And if you do, why? 1-800-636-1067. Kyle is out in Warrington wanting to chime in. Kyle, what's going on, man?
Hey, man. How you doing?
Doing good, pal. Doing good. Appreciate you chiming in.
Yeah, so I'm with you, man. I prefer staying at home, if I'm going to be honest. I like to drink a little bit when we're watching football. I wait all week to get that in. You know what I mean? So I really don't want to go and have to spend all the money, have to take the metro. I've actually been a caller on here before, and I was the one that my mother went into labor at RFK with me.
What?
The year we went to the
Super
Bowl.
Wait, what did you say?
Yeah.
You say your mom went into labor? Not with you, right?
At RFK, a 19.
Well, hold on, brother. Was she in labor with you? Was she in labor with you, or you got a brother or sister?
Yes, sir. She was in labor with me. They had
hot
to leave the game early. It was November 16th, 1987.
Brother, we're Scorpio twins for one. We're Scorpio twins for one. I'm November 14th, so there we go.
Yeah, so I was born in this thing, and I've been to many games. I mean, I've seen from RG3 to Sam Howell and, mostly Downs. It's just not the same. You get to, when you're watching on TV, you get the analysts. Perspective, you get to know up close and personal. You'll see if that fourth and one, how close that ball is. You just don't get that same experience, especially if you get crap seats and you're a mile high and there's a friggin' pillar in front of your face. You know what I mean? So, no, I prefer that. Yeah, I prefer that.
For sure. Hey, I appreciate you as always, man. I appreciate the honesty, too, because there are going to be a sector of people out here, Kyle, you know it, that are going to say, boo, that guy didn't know how to have a good time. This and that. No, it's not that we don't know how to have a good time. The world is our oyster, baby. We do whatever we want, whenever we want. I'm going to choose, if I've got the choice to make, I will not be watching NFL football in the friendly confines of a stadium. I'd much rather do it on my couch. Tim and Tyson's. Timbo, what's up, player partner?
What's up, Linnell? How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, brother. Good to hear from you, man.
My one big main draw of not wanting to go is drunk fans. I just don't have time for it. I don't want to see idiots fighting with each other in the first quarter. Like, come on. Like, it's just not worth it. And before I go, what number do you think Ayuk's going to wear in D.C.?
I appreciate the call. God. I technically can't answer that, Tim, because you heard me earlier in the show. I said I'm not talking about him. We have to talk about him, don't we? I know we do. 1-800-636-1067. If you're on the line, stay there. We'll get to you coming up on the other side. How do you prefer your NFL viewing experience? Is it at home or is it in the stadium? We'll let you hear more from Mark Klaus in his amazing hit with B. Mitch and Finley earlier today. Next, here on The Fan.
Every week on The Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Call still there? 1-800-636-1067 is the number as we get you up to 10 o'clock tonight. Big time basketball on tap in about 40 minutes. In 20 minutes, we'll give you a full-scale preview. Welcome to the DeBonsa Show, ladies and gentlemen. The Wizards and their number one overall pick, A.J. DeBonsa, are going to make his debut coming up 9 o'clock p.m. out at the Thomas and Mack Center. Game one of NBA Summer League, and his opponent for tonight, I mean, you couldn't have written a better Hollywood story. Two dudes that have been compared to each other for years. They go 1-2 overall, respectively, and for DeBonsa, rather. His first Summer League action will be against Darren Peterson. We'll get you a full-scale preview coming up here in 19 minutes. Right now, want your calls and thoughts on the phones, 1-800-636-1067. RFK 2.0 is going to be a doozy. RFK Jr., that guy Captain Todd referred to it as. I think it's going to be special. I think it's going to be a unique home field advantage. I'm eager to see how many of you all buy season tickets and, you know, what type of environment we could create there on a week-in, week-out basis. I'll say it. I love the team as much as y'all do. I will not be a part of that environment unless I'm being paid. Here's why. I just have learned about myself over the past several years, and I've only been to one game. I prefer to watch the NFL from the friendly confines of my home. Am I in the minority with that? And if you like to watch games at home, why is that? 1-800-636-1067. Tom calling from out in Waldorf. What's going on, Tom?
Linnell.
Tom, what's up, man? You sound like you're out in that rain, brother.
No, actually, I'm from Indian Head.
I want to
say two things. I want to say congratulations to you for your syndicated show and, you know, going nationwide. I want to give a shout out to the Raleigh captain. I used to work with him. I understand he's recovering from hip surgery. Now that we're talking about home games and he provides that service for our fans.
Shout out to the Raleigh captain.
Yes, sir. I am one that prefers to watch the games at home, and I'm going to tell you why. I went to a preseason game with the Pittsburgh Steelers years ago, and it would look like a bunch of fat guys running up and down the field on a high school field. And I'm not even going to talk about the bathroom. That was, like, unacceptable. But
it was preseason for everybody, Tom. Look.
Well, no, it was one big long urinal for all the men, and that was it was crazy. Oh, hopefully they fixed that. But I do prefer watching it at home. You get the commentary, You get the replays. I mean, the ticket prices and the inconvenience of going to the games, I just don't like. I'm just one that don't like crowds anyway. So I prefer to watch them at home. I'm going to let you get back to your other callers, my man.
Hey, man, have I appreciate good- you checking in, brother. 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Alston in Arlington wanting to check in. Alston, what's going on, man?
Hey, how's it going?
It's going slow.
I think I'm on the same page as pretty much all the guys I'm calling in. But I'd say about 10 years ago was a lot better going to games in person. I think nowadays just what you, the product you get is not really worth it. You know, overpriced tickets as anybody.
So is that the thing? So to me, I'm like, what makes you say that, brother? What's changed here over the course of the past decade that's got you feeling this way?
I think it's pretty much the prices and just the enjoyment isn't there as much anymore. Now, it depends on what, you know, what stadium, what team you're rooting for. I was living in Florida and about 2016 through 2023, and I was going to a lot of Bucks games because just before Brady, so we're talking Winston days. And, man, Raymond James was great. Like, obviously, those tickets were pretty cheap because they were not doing too well back then with Winston. But they know how to have a good time down there. It's, you know, they got a freaking pirate ship in the stadium. But I enjoyed it. It was good being there in person. But nowadays, I'm with you on the same page.
Well, I appreciate you checking in as always, man. Make it home safely as we deal with some much-needed rain here in the DMV region. I'll let you hear from Mark Klaus. If you're just joining us, let's run both of the clips back while we got a shot to. Mark Klaus, and if you missed any of this conversation, you can download the Odyssey app, search up B. Mitch and Finley, which you can hear weekdays 10 to 2 right here on The Fan. You can get it on the Odyssey app, and you can get it wherever you download your podcast. Commanders President Mark Klaus stopped by B. Mitch and Finley and gave some really good insight as to what we can expect at RFK 2.0, including a massive home field advantage. Mark Klaus and telling B. Mitch and Finley that, yeah, it'll be loud inside of RFK 2.0.
There'll be a lot of those kinds of nods to the past, right?
Yep.
Acknowledgements of the old RFK and trying to create it. As I've said before, this is your, I don't care where you're sitting in our building, you'll be closer to the field than any other NFL stadium.
That's cool.
We will be the loudest stadium by design in the NFL. And this is going to be a terrifying place to come play. I want it to feel like, you know, oh God, when do we have to go to DC? And that's what we're building, and it's going to be a lot of fun, and I think there are going to be opportunities for everyone to be part
looking
of
forward to that.
Yeah.
You do a great job of interacting and engaging with fans. Like, I've seen it happen.
And it's genuine.
And it's not your cameras or anything.
I learn a lot, always.
That was the gist of it. It's going to be loud. You're going to have home field advantage. I don't know, and I was saying this, you know, as we were getting ready for this, I just don't know how you get it's got my mind racked. I'm racking my brain trying to figure out, like, well, what does he mean by you're going to be closer to the action than any other stadium in the NFL? How do you accomplish that if you are the Commanders? Above my pay grade, right? That's what I plead the fifth. I don't know what to say about it. I'm geeked up, though, man. It's got me excited. I am, you know, eager to be able to, you know, pop it the way that all my OGs pop it. Man, people would hate coming to RFK, man. The seats was rocking and this and that. I would love to have a similar home field advantage. I would love it. Would it make me want to go to the games? Probably not. I'm keeping it real. I still wouldn't want to go. We could have the best home field advantage in the NFL, and I still want to hear Mike Tirico and Chris Collinsworth on Sunday Night Football. We can have the best home field advantage in pro sports. I'm still going to want to hear, oh, Michaels and Kirk Herbstreit. Yuck. But even that proves the point. It proves my point. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Let's do this. AJ DeBanza, Darren Peterson, getting ready to lock horns in about 32 minutes. We'll give you a full-scale preview of Wizards and Jazz, the Las Vegas debut for the DC family next on The Fan.
Yeah.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
About 28 away from tip out in Las Vegas at the Thomas and Mack Center, Wizards, Jazz. For the Wizards, it'll be their summer league opener. The Jazz were playing in their own summer league over the course of the past week, and Darren Peterson has gotten his feet wet. You know what would really irk the hell out of me? And I have not thought about this until now, so hopefully I'm not speaking it into existence, fingers crossed. We've been talking about how hype we are and geeked up we are for summer league and geeked up for tonight's matchup in particular, right? Peterson versus DeBanza, number one pick versus the number two pick. Darren Peterson to this point in summer league has been so damn good that like part of me was like, man, they should probably shut him down. Don't shut him down until after tonight, Utah. Please. Wouldn't that irk the hell out of you? Oh my God, I'd be annoyed. Oh, I'd be so annoyed if DNP was a DNP. Get it? Ha. But no, like, I'm excited to see the two compete. Here's what I'll say, right? Tonight matters, and I open up the show with this. Tonight 1,000% matters. But, and this is me, they call this hedging in the sports gambling world. I expect DeBanza to play well in the event that he doesn't. Linnell, how dare you bring up a negative outcome? I know, I have to do it. In the event that he does not play well, do not panic. Here is the stat line of some former number one overall picks during their summer league debut. The great LeBron James, who y'all know I dub as the greatest player of all time. You know what LeBron finished with in his summer league debut? 5 of 11 from the field, 14 points, 7 rebounds, 6 assists. Let's look at Victor Wembanyama. He's my favorite example because Victor was, I mean, he just looked like a fish out of water is how I would describe how Victor looked in his summer league debut. And the stat line was reflective of that. He was 2 of 13, 9 points, 8 rebounds. He had 5 blocks, though. Cooper Flagg, y'all, last year, 5 of 21 from the field in his summer league debut. Looked like a damn fish out of water. And with all of the media that DeBanza has done, I got to pick one. Somebody help me out. Am I going to go DeBanza or DeBanza all year? Whichever one.
I think it's DeBanza.
It's definitely DeBanza, right? It's DeBanza. There's a T in there. DeBanza. I don't know. AJ. The future of the Wizards, y'all.
You sound like you were from Boston. DeBanza.
DeBanza. No. If he comes out and does not shoot it well tonight, first of all, he's done more media than any number one pick I've seen in recent memory. And maybe that's because his father, Ace DeBanza, is from the old school, and they don't want no questions about the personality. And it helps them as a brand if you go out and they're talking to everybody. That's how you get them dollars. But, it's been a whirlwind for him. It's been a whirlwind for him from when he got eliminated by BYU, when he got eliminated in the NCAA tournament to now, the workouts, the pre-draft. I know he didn't work out with a bunch of different teams. That's not something that normally kind of wears guys down throughout this process. I'm saying all that to say, if he comes out tonight and stinks up the joint and doesn't shoot it particularly well, it is nothing to fret over. It is nothing to worry about. It is not an indictment on who he is going to be. I am old enough to remember Alex Saar in his summer league game where he went 0 for 15. Who wants to hear me describe it? We'll let you hear it from the horse's mouth. Here is Alex Saar, who has officially graduated from the Wizards Summer League. Here is Saar talking about his 0 for 15 Summer League performance.
The Summer League game, the 0-15 game. Both that experience then, and then even like looking back on it.
But like, yeah, I mean, I definitely remember like, I remember that game, like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, I could feel myself, like, being tired. Like, I was like, damn, like, I have to score. Like, I was like, I have to find a way. Like, I can't finish the game with zero. And, like, every quarter was like passing, and I was like, damn, like I'm even more gassed now. Like I'm dead tired. Like I can't finish. But, and like it felt like I was like putting a lot of pressure on like that game. But then after the game, I kind of realized it was just one game, but he took like a big, like it was a big thing on like social media and stuff. So like,
it was massive on social media. Everyone thought you sucked after you went 0 for 15. Alex R, was that the right thing to do? Probably not. I played that audio. So you see, like, it happens. If, and I'm going to be annoyed because we've got to be a part of the commentary. It's got to, we got to talk about it. That's what we get paid to do. If DeBancer goes 0 for 15 from the field tonight, people, and I don't care how much of a disclaimer I give, people are going to lose their mind. Even though, you know, we'll have our host on Friday talking about, look, it's not the number one overall pick when you have, let's be honest, right? When you have these high expectations lingering over you, yeah, we expect big things. I think he'll play well. I'm curious to see, you know, how they maneuver in terms of the rotation, right? Like, you're going to see Trey Johnson, last year's number one overall pick. You're going to see DeBansa. You're going to see Jahmyr Watkins, who was the second round pick from last year. I'm eager to see, like, Will Riley, your other first round pick from last year. Seeing those guys, to me, is just as important as what you get from A.J. DeBansa, honestly. Because those guys going into year number two, the pressure's on them. If I'm being frank, right? The pressure's on Trey Johnson. The pressure's on Jahmyr Watkins. The pressure is on Will Riley. They've been here before. This is their second rodeo in the summer league. They got something to prove. They do. They got to play well. I want to see them play well. I do. As eager as I am to see DeBansa play well, I want to see those other guys play well too, because they're going to be part of the rotation. Will Riley, there's a real shot. He is your backup point guard. Trey Johnson, there's a real shot that he is starting in the backcourt. Defense for Trey Johnson has got to be on point tonight. I'm telling you. If the damn opponent on the Jazz goes to change his draws, I want Trey Johnson following him. Bottom line. And you know what? Defense is important for everybody. It's important for AJ. It's important for Trey Johnson. It's important for Will Riley. It's important to the Wizards, too. I love the messaging coming out of Vegas right now for the Wizards. Josh Robbins, who covers the team for The Athletic, he caught up with Wizards Summer League coach TJ Sorrentine this morning. And this is the quote from Coach. He said, quote, "The first meeting we had with the team, the first thing out of my mouth was, we've got to defend." So we're really trying to put an emphasis on that. Our physicality, really guarding the basketball, protecting the paint. So that's what I want to be looking for. Obviously, we've got some super gifted offensive guys. I'm not worried about that side of the ball. These guys are going to show what they can do, but we really want to put an emphasis on defending. Music to my ears, Wizards fans, and it should be music to your ears as well. Defense is the name of the game for the Washington Wizards tonight. Honestly, and I agree. Like, as geeked up as I'd be to go watch A.J. DeBansa drop 27, 10, and 10, and have a damn near 30-point triple-double in the summer league debut, as eager as I'd be to see that, I'd be more eager to watch the Wizards just suffocate the Jazz defensively. Because whether you like it or not, right, like, that is going to be the determining factor. Like, here's what I don't get. This is why I keep talking about how important summer league is, dog. Oh, it's just glorified preseason, Linnell. What do you mean? If you're a Bama like Will Riley, who's trying to fight and scratch and claw his way to get minutes in that rotation next year, you come out here and you pick up 94 feet in summer league. Go ahead and show them, hey, this is what I'm about. 1-800-636-1067. I got Abu and Riverdale want to chime in. What's going on, man?
What's up, man? Appreciate you taking my call, man.
Yes,
how you
sir.
Doing?
Good, brother. What's good?
Hey, I agree with you with what you're saying about AJ DeBosa and Darren Peterson. But here's one thing I want to tell all Wizards fans. Please do not overreact, because every time AJ and Darren have seen each other, Darren has gotten the best of him every single time. Wins and points. I feel like Darren Peterson, God made Darren Peterson to be a scorer of the basketball, a jump shooter. I believe AJ DeBosa, he's been bred, he's been groomed to be the number one pick. We haven't seen the best of AJ DeBosa yet. On the other hand, I don't know how better Darren Peterson can be, because he's already elite to me. So I just want to say, all Wizards fans, AJ DeBosa will come along, but don't overreact when Darren Peterson probably put up 35 in me. Don't overreact.
If he scores 35,
you taking my call, brother.
Brother, and I appreciate you too. If he scores, that's why I'm different than bro, man. Let his ass score 35 tonight. I'll be on. If he scores 35, I'll be on the first thing smoking to Las Vegas. Ain't no damn. I'll walk to Vegas. They better
Darren
not
Peterson
let him
just
score.
Guy.
He ain't scoring no 35 now. I don't know. That'd be crazy. If he scores 35, that's a real indictment on us. Uh-oh. Guys, guess what we got? I got a starting five for you all if you want it. I appreciate the call, brother. We have a starting five tonight. At point guard, like I just said, it'll be Will Riley. You know what? I'm going to make you wait. Coming up on the other side of the break, we'll bring you starting lineups in the opening tip. Wizards, Jazz, out in Summer League next. Here tonight. This is The Fan. We'll take you up to 10 o'clock tonight. Youngest of Charles and Al Willingham in the saddle here tonight. I'm excited about it, though, man. Talking about the Summer League debut of AJ DeBosa. No matter what happens tonight, no matter what, is what I would say, man. Do not overreact to anything you see, positive or negative. I told you I was going to get you starting lineups. That's why we awkwardly went to break. So let's do that. And now your starting five. Clearly, I did not work for probably the most important thing that I look at tonight is who draws that assignment. And if I'm AJ DeBosa, I want the assignment. If I'm AJ DeBosa, I want to guard him, you know? I think he should take that matchup personally. I think he will. If we know the personality the way that we think we do, he's going to embrace the competition. And I think he will take some turns and have some time guarding Darren Peterson. If he doesn't, I'd be disappointed, if I'm being honest. I would be. But no. Will Riley, Trey Johnson in the backcourt. AJ DeBosa, obviously, at your small forward spot. Jahmyr Watkins going to be your small ball four. And then Washington's second round pick out of the University of Tennessee, Felix Akpara, who I'm very eager to see, by the way. He is going to be the five man tonight for the Washington Wizards. He's currently on a two-way deal. And, you know, depending on how he performs in summer league, I think he may get used sooner rather than later when it comes to his time with the old Wizards, man. They need front court depth. He provides that. I'm excited, though, man. I got it officially pulled up on the old laptop here. I'm ready to roll as we're watching the end of Mavericks and Warriors here on ESPN. Yaxel Lendenborg, I'm watching him right now. I thought he was going to end up being a Wizard. Riley, and how important tonight is for him. Massive, massive, massive summer for him. Massive offseason for him, simply because of the great flashes that he showed as a rookie. The number one thing with Will Riley, though, and a blind man can see it, the number one thing that he's got to work on. The skill is there on both ends of the floor. It's about him getting his body into a NBA body. He got the chance to sit down with the Off the Bench podcast, our pals Chase Hughes and Chris Miller. They talked to Will Riley, and he had this to say about what he's been focusing on this offseason for the old Washington Wizards.
What are you working on this offseason? Like, what's been your focus so far that we might see in Vegas?
I mean, a lot of off-court stuff, like in the weight room, stuff like that. Defense, for sure. My communication, ball handling. So I've been working on a lot, honestly, but I've had two and a half months to do so. So, you know, it's been working.
Were you part of the guys that had just the 2 weeks off and got right back into the gym?
Yeah, I was.
He's eating over 7,000 calories a day in developing. That's in this Wizards organization. And I think Will Riley's flashes last year were so strong, and he flashed so much that they're probably just as invested as him as they are in a Trey Johnson, as they are in a Keyshawn George. I don't know if the average fan looks at it that way, but if the flashes we saw of him as a ball handler and a point guard, if those flashes is real, you may have, and now that I'm looking at the new Summer League roster, he's listed at 6'9". You may have a damn 6'9 point guard on your hands, talking about Will Riley last year, the first round pick out of Illinois. He's listed at 6'9", guys, playing point guard. Come on, man. Don't overthink it. See, a lot of people out there are concerned and nervous. Oh, what are the Wizards are going to be? How good will they be? Will the youngsters, will they develop? Will Anthony Davis and Trae Young impact the development? No one's impacting a damn thing. I'm telling you, we have the Wiz Avengers here in town. Mike Winger, Travis Schlenk, Will Dawkins, those three. Paramount. Paramount to the development of these young guys and then the future of the Wizards organization, man. This is an organization that's now about drafting and developing. And we're going to see here tonight how the drafting and developing is going. Eager for tip-off. 6 minutes away from the Thomas and Mack Center. Wizards and Jazz. The number one overall pick, Darren Peterson, locking horns. Excuse me, number one overall pick, A.J. DeBanza, locking horns with the number two overall pick, Darren Peterson. A lot of people bullish about the Washington Wizards moving forward. It feels like the national media is maybe more bullish than the local media about just how good the Wizards can be next year. There's a certain free agent out there. His name is LeBron James. He's rep by Rich Paul. Rich Paul, on his podcast, had this to say about the 2026 Washington Wizards.
Sleeper team in the East, if they stay whole. Washington. Mark my words. Sleeper team. I'm not saying they'll make the finals. I'm just telling you.
All right, Washington.
Team. If Rich Paul said it, it might as well be gospel. Think about how quickly, though, the narrative has changed. That's somebody that's got a lot of clout and cachet around this league whose voice carries weight. So if he's talking this bullishly about the Wizards, if his client, Anthony Davis, is talking this or is this bullish on the Wizards, might be something in the water, guys. Don't be late. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. And look, I'm going to be petty. And Metal Chris, you can attest to this. There were so many nights during the early portions of my career here at The Fan where I'm talking Wizards basketball and no one can even name who else is on the damn roster. No one gave a rat's ass about the Wizards. So I'm here for their rise and return to prominence. I'm here to see them, you know, reach new heights here. I'm about it. I think by the end of the 2026-27 basketball season, the Wizards are going to be viewed as the best team in town. Unless the Capitals have some sort of ridiculous year. Which, when you add a 30-goal, you know, per season score, it's possible. Final hour of power and the opening tip-off for Wizards and Jazz comes your way next. I'll bring you starting lineups, and I'll do my best not to get canceled doing play-by-play. I'll keep you up to speed throughout this 9 o'clock hour of the program with the Wizards and Jazz, the summer league debut of number one overall pick, A.J. DeBanza. More summer league coverage next.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hanzus and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.